ओम शांति। वंस अ रिच मैन हु वाज क्वाइट प्राउड ऑफ हिमसेल्फ एंड हिज वेल्थ थॉट ऑफ शोइंग हिज सन हाउ पुअर पीपल लिव एंड विद दैट एंड इन माइंड ही टुक हिज सन टू द कंट्री साइड and spent there one or two days amongst poor, and they came back. The father looked at the child and asked, "Tell me, what have you learned from this trip? You have seen how poor people live." The father was expecting that his child must have felt sad for those poor people, must have felt happy for himself, that how happy he is, that he has all the facilities with him and the poor people don't have anything. So that son gave a beautiful answer. The son said, "They," means those poor people, we have one dog and they have four dogs. He said, "We use lantern, they have stars." He said, "We have pond and they have a big stream." He said, "We have the courtyard and they have the entire horizon." He said, "We buy food and they grow food." The boy said, "We have servants who serve us and they serve others." The boy said, "We have walls and they protect us. They have friends who protect them." And in conclusion, the son said, "Father, I have realized how poor we are and how rich they are. How poor we are." The father was shocked to listen to this version, to this perspective of that small child. So it's not things that make us happy. It's not objects, the wealth, the bungalow, the mansion, the servants, the food, the wealth that you have and the property that you possess. All these things don't make you happy. The secret of happiness is something else. The secret of happy life is something else. So today Savyakta Murli explores the secret of happy, loving life. And Baba said, there are four pillars of happy life. What are they? First, relationship that make you happy. For happy life, you need loving relationships. Otherwise, you are not happy. Second, nature and sanskars, swabhav, cool and loving. Third, wealth, income. You definitely need money also for happiness. And fourth, connections. Baba also added karma, but he talked in detail about connection. So sambandh, swabhav, sampatti, and Sampark. So these are the four S in Hindi that make up the happy life. Without this happy life, contented life is not possible. And Baba said there are two types of children Baba is seeing today. What are they? Those worldly people and Brahmin souls. Worldly souls are those souls who have attainments now and non-attainments tomorrow. So they are not always having all the attainments. Sometimes they have, sometimes they don't have. And furthermore, second thing, their attainment is short-lasting. It's temporary. And even if they have attainments, they have to work hard for that attainment. Second type of children are Brahmin children. They are full of attainments. They are special children. And they are having imperishable attainments and long-lasting attainments. So that is the difference between these two types of children. So the four pillars of happy life, four pillars of contented life, how the Laukik people are happy and how you are happy. The Murli explores the secret of happy life, contentment, contented life, the life full of achievements, attainments, accomplishments, prapti, swarup, where you become the embodiment of all the attainments. Baba also described what is happening in the world. They are just searching. For example, scientists. Science is incomplete as per Baba's philosophy. Whatever science that is. Baba said, they keep on searching and searching and searching and searching. They think of stars and they think of moon, but they are lost in searching. So science is not complete. Every book of medical science has one statement: medicine is an ever-changing science. 10 years back, what was thought to be the drug of choice, today it is contraindicated. 10 years back, what was thought to be contraindicated, today it is the drug of choice. It should be given. So it's changing every time. So science is lost in searching. The quest, the search. Second, great souls. Great souls are also lost because of some illusions. For example, they have thought of soul as supreme soul or God as omnipresent. So because of these false misconceptions, these illusions, these great souls are lost. The third souls, Shastravadi, those who are scholars of scriptures, they are lost in debate, Shastrarth. They are lost in that web, chakkar, in that web of head-splitting debate. They keep on arguing and arguing and arguing, and there is no end to their arguments. So philosophical discussions, philosophical debates, borrowed philosophies, and useless, nonsensical discussion, inconclusive debates. They are lost in all those debates and they don't arrive at any conclusion. The peaceless in the world is increasing, even though there are so many peace conferences and everything, but the peacelessness is increasing in the world. The anarchy, the irreligion, the disturbance, the immorality, the depravity in religion, everything is going down. Lassitude. They are lax as regards religious moral values and morality. So, the third part, the third group of people, they are lost. The fourth politicians. They are after seat and position. So again they are lost. And fifth group, those who are ignoramus, those who are ajnani, those, for them, they think that temporary support is permanent support. Tinka. They think it is a permanent support. So even they are lost. So in this world, Baba is seeing all the children of the world, not just the Brahmin children. He has that bird eye view. And he is looking at everyone, what the scientists are doing, what the politicians are doing, what the great souls are doing, what the scholars are doing, philosophers are doing, what these ignorant people are doing. So everyone is lost somewhere. So coming back to the four pillars of happy life. The first pillar, the first S is Sambandh. Relationship. The worldly relationships, they beget unhappiness and deception. These are the two things that happen in the worldly relationships, dukkha and dokkha. In all the worldly relationships, sometime or other, you get unhappy. You get deceived. And no relationship of the world is permanent. That person cannot stay with you for all the life. Sometimes, even if they want to make you happy, you cannot become happy. So the worldly relationships are deception in one way. Baba is saying they can never make anybody happy. And one person cannot fulfill all your needs. It's you Brahmin children who have got this divine relationships with God. And this relationship is imperishable. This gives you happiness. This gives you love. And you can have all relationships only with one father. While the worldly relationships, at some time or other, they make you unhappy. There is no relationship in the world where a person is 100% happy. Because there are always expectations. I expect something and the other person doesn't fulfill, I become unhappy. So everything of the world makes me unhappy. In one way. All the relationships, because they all are limited relationships. They are not divine relationships. They reserve a sort of body consciousness, lot of expectations, lot of hopes, pinning against the hopes. So these worldly relationships, they make you unhappy. Baba said, you are the only one in the world who have got this divine relationships, and that's why you are happy, and that's why you are full of attainments. Just as the child in that story said, we have walls to protect us and they have friends to protect us. So daddy, I have understood how poor we are. So what a beautiful analysis by that small child. So first is this. World relationships. Relationship is a very complicated topic. If you see just relationship of two persons, for example, husband and wife, there are about 1,000 layers in their relationships. At least 1,000 layers. There is a hatred, there is love. There is too much love, there is too much hatred. There is jealousy at times, there is competition at times. There is a fight at times and there is a love at times. So they have a love-hate relationships. They love each other too much and they hate each other too much. They want to go away from each other and they want to stay with each other. They can't even go away. Sometimes they want to kill each other and sometimes they want to kill themselves. So this is so complicated. And psychologist, there's a study, they said that they did study on couples and they came to the conclusion that a husband once in the lifetime, four times in the lifetime, he thinks of killing his wife. At least four times. No, killing means thought. He thinks that I should kill her someday. He doesn't do that. It is just a thought. So at least four times in the married life, he thinks of killing her one day. He never does that. So relationships are complex, intricate, difficult. to maintain, and they don't stay the same. There's always something or other, some bickering, some scribble, some disturbance, something or something is happening in all the relationship. Baba says, you are Prapti Swarup, you are the embodiment of all attainments, so you don't have any disturbance, because your father never deceives you, he never gives you unhappiness, he never disturbs you. This is, and he is ready, Prit Ki Rit, he is ready to, whatever relationships you forge with him, he is ready to maintain them. So that is the first pillar of happy life. So you are the happiest persons in the world because your relationship with God makes you so happy. The second is Swabhav. So second S is Swabhav, nature, sanskars. In the world, one's own nature is one's greatest enemy. But Baba said, your Swabhav is divine, alaukik. Whatever is father's nature, that is your nature. And father's nature is, he is Mahadani, he is Rahamdil, and he is Kalyankari. So he is the world benefactor, so you are also world benefactor. He is merciful, he is compassionate, so you are also compassionate. He is the great donor. He is the bestower. So you are also bestower, you are also donor, you are also giver. You are not the taker, you are not the one who takes. So whatever are the sanskars of father, same as your sanskar. Whatever is the swabhav, swa and bhav. Baba said this bhav means atmik bhav. Atmik bhav means you have got spiritual vision, soul conscious vision for everyone. And for even, it has second meaning which is elevated srishth. So this bhav means you have elevated feeling, elevated vision for everyone. And just as father's sanskar, so is your sanskars. In the world, there is always conflict of sanskars. Always conflict of sanskars. Two persons coming together, disturbance. Two thoughts coming together, disturbance. Two opposing ideas, disturbance. Two religions, disturbance. Two countries, disturbance. Two words, disturbance. Two companies, disturbance. Two institutions, disturbance. Two departments, disturbance. Two key creed, disturbance. Two villages, disturbance. So in the world there is a disturbance. But here Baba said you have alaukik, you have spiritual nature, because you are situated in that swabhav. That is, swa means elevated, swa means spiritual feeling for everyone. So that's why you are happy, you are Prapti Swarup, you are embodiment of attainments. So that's second. Third is wealth. In the worldly people, they make so much effort to earn wealth. But what about you? You have got everything hands down. Everything you got so easily. So you have got treasures which are unlimited. Whatever you want, you get them. Unlimited, unnumbered treasures you have got. Keep on eating them. And in treasures, Baba talked about two things. One is food, dal roti. Keep on eating dal roti and sing the glories of the Lord. That's a saying in the world. And second is, Baba said, you may not get that attachment, induced attachment, attachment filled food. But you will definitely get something for sustenance. And that Baba will give you. Baba guarantees that. So one is food and second is name. And third is family. So you have got three things in wealth. With wealth, you have good family. With wealth, you have food. And with wealth, you have name. Because even now, those inanimate objects, those statues in the path of bhakti, they are worshipped. So you have got everything. In the worldly people, the whole life is spent after money. The whole life person is running and running and running and running after money. And to no end. Ultimately, even though he gets everything, but he is not alive to use it. Half of the time person spends in earning money and half of the time in losing it. In losing it for half of the wealth, health is for earning money and half is to use it to regain the wealth, health again. So this is how the worldly trap is. So Baba is not talking of those worldly wealth, Baba is talking of invisible wealth, the spiritual treasures. And these treasures make you happy all the time. And you have got them enough and to spare. So that's the third pillar of happy life. Wealth, income, salary, whatever you call it. The fourth pillar of happy life is connections. Baba said, because you have connected to this institution, you are no more, you don't belong to one person. You have come in connection with the whole world. You have, the whole world has become your family because of your connections with Father. It's not that earlier we were connected only with one small family. Now the whole world has become our family. So this Shrestha, this elevated connection with the Father. Baba also gave the example of those statues, those are who are worshipped on the path of Bhakti. So they are worshipped because of you. And those people, devotees, they are thirsty just for a glimpse, for a vision. They suffer so much. They are thirsty, they suffer so much. They want just one vision, just contact with you, just connection with that those deities. And who are those deities? You are those deities. So, because of getting connected with the Father, you have got connected with the world. Because of getting connected with the Father, as a memorial, as a yadgar, in the path of devotion, the devotees want to get connected with you. They want to have your vision, even though the statue is in front of them. But yet, they are thirsty for a vision of 1 second. And who are those deities? We are the ones. So all four things of happy life you have got and in unlimited measure. That's why you are the most happy people in the world. Baba also. So these are the four points, main four points of the Murli and those five type of people in the world who are searching and they have yet not got anything. There were again three comparisons there. Baba asked, people work hard to earn and you have got everything just like that. Then they are walking and you are flying. If they ask you, how are you? So you say you are flying. So they are flying and they are walking. And you have got all the treasures. They don't have anything. So few comparisons with the world. So this is in short about the Murli, the pillars of happy life, who is exactly happy, actually happy, the two types of children, Brahmin children and the worldly children. They have prapti, but it is soon followed by aprapti, unattainments, and you have imperishable prapti. Then Baba is meeting with double foreigner and what he said to them, you have got the eye, powerful eye of introduction, pehchan ka shaktishali netra. With that, staying in some other countries, crossing the walls of religion, you have come to the Father. It's really a wonder. That person taking birth in some other country, he crossed those walls of churches, mosques, he crossed the walls of religion, caste, creed, land, and they have reached to this place. They have recognized, they have understood who is this Father. So Baba congratulated all the double foreigners for that. So that is meeting with double foreigners. Then this Murli is in Om Shanti Bhavan and Baba has stayed the whole night. And it's early morning now. And then Baba said, morning class was done by Baba only. And Baba said, listening to this Mahavakya you have become Mahan. Listening to this elevated versions, you all have become great souls. Always remember this. How you have become great souls? Just keep By listening to Father's elevated versions, you have become great souls. So now there are four groups. The first group is Yugal, couples. So Baba said them, very beautiful thing. Four groups Baba said to get rid of the prison. No bandhan or bondages, whatever it is, same relationship, padarth, everything, get rid of everything and become a flying bird and fly. Don't come down at all. You have to fly up. Don't come down. So that was Yugal. In short, we have less time. Second is, Baba is meeting with Adhar Kumar. Here Baba said to them, get rid of this mamta, this attachment, this mine. Here he said, get rid of bondage. Here he said to them, get rid of mine. Third, mothers. He said to them, get rid of attachment. And he asked, whether this moh, whether this attachment troubles you? So this is a group of Nashto Moha, destroyer of attachment mothers. And the last group is Sevadharis. They are doing double seva. You might be rolling chapatis, but Sadarshan Chakra should roll within your mind. So, keep on spinning the discus of self-realization within. Outside you might be doing any gross service, but inside you should be doing subtle service, service through the mind. So these are the four groups, one double foreigner groups. Murli describing four pillars of happiness, two comparison, two types of souls, and again five different types of souls in the world who are lost only in searching. So this is in short about today's Avyakta Murli. Om Shanti.